Hello, fellow followers of 42. Welcome back to the show. Today, we are going to do a kind of different episode in that we're going to do mini segments on three different topics. One serious, one lighthearted, and then the last one serious again. So, I hope you enjoy this type of content, and let's move on to our sponsor. Alrighty guys, sorry again for that long ad segment. I will record another one soon and chop it down because it is ridiculously long, I know. So, today, like I said, we're going to have three mini segments. Our first segment is going to be COVID-19 media hysteria. And for today's episode, I have brought on some guests. We have a returning guest, Damian Bondorf. Say hi.
Hello, people. Hello, followers of
42. And a new guest. Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Lexi, and I'm 17, and I like weed.
Alrighty. So they're here today to talk about these different points. Our first one, like I said, is COVID-19 media hysteria. So I'm going to lead with our topic here. And I'm going to ask you this general question. What do you guys think? Do you guys think masks do or don't work?
Well, the CDC said no masks work except for N95 masks. Cloth masks only prevent the spread from you to another person, not anyone else.
Yeah, and another thing about that is I find it funny that CDC says that, but then contradicts themselves by releasing an article saying everyone should be wearing cloth masks.
Right.
And if you look closely, the research they have listed, none of it says that you should be wearing a mask, and all of the research was funded by America's Big Pharma Corporation.
Yeah, so the thing about masks is some work, some don't. Some work partially, some not at all. Some would be better off as scratch paper.
Yeah.
Like the paper masks you see most people wearing.
Or the medical masks. Those really only work for low infectious diseases or infections. It's not going to work at all for COVID-19, because while it is not typically dangerous for people in our age range, it is still highly infectious.
Even though it's not particularly dangerous for people in our age range, there are still thousands of people within our age range who have died from COVID-19.
Yeah, but that's typically due to other underlying medical conditions.
Right.
Such as bad lungs.
Yeah, asthma.
But yeah, cloth masks, they don't really work. Well, most masks don't work.
Only the N95 does, and that is the single respirator gas mask.
And which you can barely find anywhere, and are no longer even being sold in stores.
And I'm pretty sure y'all are complaining about these masks now. Imagine having to walk around with a fucking N95 on all day long.
Yeah.
And what
you
I don't think y'all understand is that masks don't protect anyone but yourself.
Can you speak up a little? You're not registering.
Am I not registering?
No. Let me move it closer. Sorry for that, folks. Alright, repeat what you were saying.
It was a little glitch in our system. Anyways, masks don't protect anyone but other people. They don't protect you from the disease at all. And especially with the way people are wearing masks. You're supposed to wear a mask to where your nose and mouth are covered. People who stick their noses out and their mouths out just so they can quote-unquote breathe?
Yeah, and yeah. So with that topic covered, I think we've covered the mask thing pretty thoroughly. Alexis, do you have a topic you would like to bring up to the table?
Should public schools be open with the COVID-19 media flood.
Yeah, okay. See, I had a similar point on my topic points here, talking about the redundant policies, the mask policies within schools. They make you wear them in the hallways,
but not in the classrooms.
Yeah, and that doesn't make any sense, because even if the desks are 6 feet apart, there's people going to be walking throughout the classroom and intermingling, teachers going to hand out papers and shit like that. You are still spreading germs.
Yes, but in the high school I go to, it's required that you need to put on your mask before anyone comes within 6 feet of you. So,
okay, but who's actually actively looking for people to put so that they can put their mask on? Who's looking for the excuse to put a mask back on their face?
Well, I don't know about most people, but I usually just sit around with my mask on because, well, for one, it smells good because I had, like, game beads in it, orange game beads, so I just like sitting there and smelling the freshness, but it doesn't really protect me, and I know that.
All I know is when I went to the hospital recently, they made me wear a mask through the whole appointment, and it was torture. My anxiety was, I felt like I was in a cramped closet.
And it's very hard to hear people talking through the mask. Like, before I switched to online school this year, when I was in the actual classroom, to try and hear my teachers speaking through a mask was nearly impossible. You had to have them repeat things 4 or 5 times because you can't hear them through that barrier.
And especially the cloth masks.
Well, and for people who are deaf or hard of hearing and who know how to read lips and can't see your lips move and don't have a translator,
yeah,
what does that do for them?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And a lot of schools, especially now with all the shit going on with COVID-19, don't have enough funding to provide a
translator.
Well, or someone who can do sign.
Right. We don't even, in the Wheatland High School, we do not have a sign person.
You don't have a sign language translator?
No, yeah. We don't have a single person in that entire school who knows enough sign language to talk to a person. Completely in sign language.
Wow.
I mean, even I know a little bit of sign language, but not enough to hold a conversation.
All right, but we are getting a little off topic here. There is another thing. Actually, no, it is your turn to bring up a topic, Damien.
One of my topics was the fact that the news is blowing everything way out of proportion, like completely away from what scientists say actually work.
Yeah, I agree with that, and that's why it is our main topic, is this media hysteria. We were going to bring it up eventually. So basically, what the news is doing is they make money by how much papers or articles they sell or ads clicked on the online articles.
Mm-hmm.
People have to see their stuff. And so, if they get people in a mass hysteria, you've got more people looking into the news to see what's going on so that they know what's going to happen, if it's in their place or not.
Yeah.
And when you've got media spreading false information about it and making it seem way more dangerous and, you know, then it really
so
is.
And also with the media spreading false news about the masks, they've also been spreading false news about, like, what's going on in the actual CDC itself. Because the CDC released an article that said, please do not listen to any media sources for your COVID-19 news.
Other than them.
Please follow the CDC direct orders or that, because the media has been releasing such false news and causing such mass hysteria that it's driving the public nearly insane.
Okay, and I'm just going to jump in here on what we were just talking about, mass hysteria and stuff like that. What the news basically says, if you come within 6 feet of a person with COVID-19,
you're guaranteed to get it.
Your grandpa's dead, or your...
Yeah.
Alexi's infant daughter is dead. Oh
yeah,
my god.
Yeah, literally.
Instantly just dies
when I got back from my time at Job Corps, because we got shut down due to COVID-19.
One person with COVID-19.
No, we didn't have anyone on center with COVID-19.
There was a person in the town that the center was in.
Nope, town 30 miles away. And I still had to self-isolate for 2 weeks before I could see my goddaughter.
Yeah.
Yes, and the self-isolation thing, I think, is a big media ploy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And a government ploy to keep us in our homes.
And it's definitely having a negative effect, because I was talking to my girlfriend the other day, and her parents are in a polyamorous relationship, so they have a girlfriend.
Right.
And she was staying with them, and my girlfriend came in contact with someone at school who had COVID-19, and now, because of that, they're all on lockdown, and her parents' girlfriend can't go see her own kid because of it.
Really?
Yeah, and it's making her just feel like complete shit.
That's ridiculous. And what I don't understand is why people who were stuck in other countries, okay, say I got stuck in France when this COVID-19 stuff started, why they weren't immediately shipped home and self-isolated at home, why they had to be isolated in another country and kept in that country.
Yeah, like with Hobson, the rap artist.
Yeah, he was stuck in Thailand.
Yeah, he was stuck in Thailand with, as he says in his video, an annoying-ass vlogger. And so...
That's...
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I don't understand why they kept
people there. Well, and an entire-ass camera crew.
If they're trying to keep their numbers down, they should send people out who don't belong in the country to keep their population numbers down.
Yes. And also, the thing about isolation is it's really not going to do anything, because the CDC has said that this is going to become seasonal, like the flu. So what, are we going to go into lockdown and put on masks every year? Yeah, exactly.
Are we going to be terrified for our lives every single year because something like...
And have our freedom stripped from us because
something like the flu...
Yeah.
It's going through the media, and the media is causing mass hysteria about it. Just like the media caused mass hysteria.
Only a little bit more deadly than the flu.
And said that somebody ate a bat, and that's why this started.
Well, yeah. Well, and it's not confirmed how it started, but to go off on a little conspiracy right here, I honestly think it was China.
The Chinese government is trying to
control their population.
But yeah. It accidentally spread out their borders so they couldn't get them locked fast enough.
Yep, yeah, exactly. Because if you, the first person to die from corona in China, well, the first doctor who was researching corona to die from it in China, after one day, all news of him was erased.
Yeah, the one scientist working on it who died from
right.
it.
Well, and also
was
people,
erased from
this
history.
Is a little, this is another little thing side thing, but if they come out with a coronavirus shot, do not get the antivirus for the coronavirus.
Oh, yeah.
Please do not get the antivirus.
Okay,
I am pro-vaccinating everyone.
Exactly.
Please do not.
I'm pro-vaccination, but the reason she's telling you not to is because the vaccine is currently being funded by major tech corporations like Microsoft, and what they want to do is implant a chip in the vaccine. That way it'll allow to read their country's vitals, anyone in the country's vitals and everything about their body, but it also will allow them to track your position at all times.
They're trying to make everybody on the planet to be able to be tracked, located, and anything, because they want complete control. The government right now wants complete control of the people.
All governments do right now. We really don't have
a free country right now.
Yeah, we really don't have an example of a country that really has any, you know, extra freedoms than we do. And right now, we're under lockdown.
COVID.
Yeah, exactly. We're on lockdown.
Especially with, I don't think they have the right to decide what businesses were essential and what businesses were not essential, because a business that you may not think is essential to you
is essential to somebody else.
Like,
but I do gotta give Trump props on agreeing that medical
marijuana
was
and
a
dispensaries needed to be open
was
they,
an essential business.
Because they did close the dispensaries down and call them not an essential business, and Trump flipped his shit.
Yeah.
He was like, Are you kidding me? These people can die from not getting their medicine.
Yeah. Well, yeah, in extreme cases. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because most people, when they use medical marijuana, usually they're using a really high strain to cope with
anxiety, depression, PTSD,
especially is dangerous.
And the media making COVID-19 such a big deal is harming these people with anxiety and all these things, because it's making them think that this is such a big deal that they need to be worried about it. And
that this is that this is the end.
This is the end of the world.
Yeah.
You're making everybody basically think, like, fuck 2020 because everything's bad about it. Because the media is overblowing everything.
Just like with what we saw in January with the supposed World War III. First of all, it wouldn't have been a world war. It would have been a war between us and Iran.
We've already been fighting for, like, 20, 30 years.
No, we have.
Never been to war with
we have not been to war with Iran.
Iran.
But no, intentions with Iran weren't actually as high as the media was making it.
But the memes were funny, people.
Yes, we have to agree.
2020
memes are going to be in Hall of Fame for centuries.
Memes are the cure of depression. That has been proven by many.
Yeah, we're getting off topic here. One thing I wanted to say before we end up close up this segment is back in 2019, in about November. Most of you are probably going to think I'm going to say that I got COVID-19, think I got COVID-19 back then, which I do, but that's not what I was going to talk about. No, back in November, there was a WHO research paper published, and if you don't know what the WHO is, it's the World Health Organization, the top scientists about health, and, it was, the former director of the WHO published a research paper talking about how countries need to start looking at infectivity spreads because in modern day, with how fast we can travel around the world, that means infections spreading 10 times faster as well. And he said, he predicted that we were going to have an outbreak in 2020 and that the government needed to start reacting now, and they completely ignored him.
Right. And one thing I do have to say that Trump did stupid on his behalf was he did break down our pandemic task force. Oh, we had a pandemic task force in place when the Trump administration first came into office, way before that paper was released or anything like that. And he got rid of it because he thought it wasn't going to be an essential thing that we were going to need in the future.
Yeah.
And now he's really regretting it.
Yeah, but also I do gotta give Trump props on, at the very beginning, when Corona very first broke out in China. He was trying. He was like, guys, we need to fucking lock down.
Yeah.
And the Democrats would not let him. And that's what basically fucked us. And people are saying Trump fucked us. Trump tried to save us, and now he's just being overloaded with a bunch of shit and making stupid decisions.
Because of the media.
But
blowing everything out of proportion.
Honestly, I believe that Trump's Twitter should be taken away because that man should not be allowed to have Twitter.
I have to disagree for two reasons. One, meme's sake. I mean, come on. Trump is a fucking meme god.
Yeah, that's just correct.
Second, but he should not be allowed to tweet politically.
But no, here's the second reason, I think, is because Trump literally ended a 68-year-long war with a tweet. I think if he has that kind of power with his Twitter account, all fucking to him. If he can bring peace to a 68-year-long war.
With a tweet.
Yeah, right. A single tweet.
But he does need to get hit. He does need to quit saying on Twitter that if he does not become elected president, he will not move out of the White House. Because that is a little childish.
But he actually technically has a right, and there has been historical precedent of this. Because when you become president, the White House isn't technically... It is owned by the government, but it's owned by the president.
You sign the owners you, when you become
It's like
president.
A lease. It's like yes. a lease. And when that ownership is signed over, they have the complete right to say, no, this is my fucking house.
Right. But I think it's just a little childish that he keeps saying, I'm not leaving.
But also
right to say that I'm not leaving. Yeah, it's really childish.
It's childish, but it's also funny, because could you imagine our government has to rebuild a whole new fucking house for our president because Trump was like, nah, fuck you.
Or they have to fucking leave. fucking escort Trump out with fucking guards to drag his ass out of the White House this morning.
Throw him back in his gold fucking apartment and tell him that you're on home arrest. His apartment's literally made of gold, people.
Wait, oh my god.
So
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways, this is way off topic of what we were talking
about. Yes, it is, but fuck it.
It was great.
This kind of leads right into our next section, actually.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, so we're going to end it right here for this topic, okay. And we will be right back in a minute.
Our next section is going to be very fun.
So enjoy the peaceful interlude, and we'll see y'all in a minute. Hello, followers of 42. We are back from that small break and on to our next segment. And this is just going to be a lighthearted little one where we sit around, smoke a bowl, and say whatever the fuck's on our mind.
For real. Like, I just need a little time to vent. So can we talk about stupid boys, or is that like an off-topic discussion?
I mean, we're getting high.
I won't say names, but can, like, I talk about stupid boys?
You can for a minute, but don't ramble on about boys too long.
Okay,
this is supposed to be high thoughts, not boy thoughts.
Okay. If you would like me to complain to you about my boy problems, add me on Snapchat, @pandabob33, and we'll talk about boy problems. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, okay, she's giving out fucking plugs on my show now.
Plug myself in really quick there. Yeah, add me on Snapchat, it's PandaBob33, all lowercase. My name is Lexi, and it's got 2 days.
Alright, so, high thought here. What's your favorite fucking strain, people?
My favorite strain is Stardust. It's a 50 Indica, 50 Sativa. It tests at around 32%. Beautiful.
Sounds good. I'm also talking to you, audience. Send me a voice clip telling us your favorite strain, and you may get featured in the next episode.
I don't really have a favorite strain because I'm not really a smoker. Well, I don't smoke that much, and I'm not going to be smoking during this section either. I'm more of a casual smoker who...
Microdoses
in order to, you know, try and get back into smoking, because a couple years ago I was a really heavy smoker. Like, I could sit around, hit the bong with these guys for like hours, but now I can only sit around and wish I had that ability again.
The first time he smoked with us, he fucking screeched for 30 minutes.
We were sitting at Brendan's kitchen table, or Skylar's kitchen table. I'm sorry, I don't know how you have yourself.
Skylar.
Okay. Skylar's kitchen table, and we were sitting there, and all of a sudden he just starts fucking going ree, and I'm like, no.
It wasn't even really a re. It was what he just did right
Hold
there.
Hold on, he'll do it for you guys again.
Yeah.
For like 20 minutes straight, as we're screaming at him to stop while we're trying to cook dinner.
And also smoke
still
weed.
Their asses
yeah,
off.
We were laughing our asses off because we were stoned.
Window.
Oh yeah, you should close it.
Yeah.
No, and anyways, no, my favorite high noise
talk
is
as loud as you want.
Yeah!
Oh, God.
It's from American Dad. Roger says it when he's trying to get money from Haley and Jeff. Yes. Sorry if I don't know if we're allowed to talk about American Dad or not, but...
Yeah, we're allowed to talk about American Dad. There's actually a lot of podcasts that are based on fandoms around shows or games, so...
Yeah.
Or bands.
Like, I've listened to a couple podcasts that were just, like, fandoms of Avatar in specific.
Podcasts are dope.
Podcasts are dope.
Because it allows for the expression of free thought. It's not scripted. Well, at least mine's not scripted. It's just whatever comes to our heads is what we're gonna say.
And I'm sorry if this section rambles on for like 45 minutes. Y'all can skip it.
Yeah, y'all can just keep pressing the plus 15 second button until you get to the next interlude, if you want.
Because this section might be a little crazy.
Yeah, we're just gonna be getting stoned to shit and talking bullshit. So, if you wanna go back to the intellectual conversation, you can move on to our next topic, which will be organized religion. Go ahead and skip ahead and we'll see you there.
If not, stay along for the ride because we're gonna smoke shit. This bowl.
Yeah, smoke a bowl with us. Tell us your favorite strain. Send that shit in.
And if you want, I already mentioned my Snapchat, so send me a picture of your favorite strain on my Snapchat and we might shout you out on the next episode.
Yep.
And just repeat my Snapchat one more time for all of you in the back who did not hear it. It's at PandaBob33, all lowercase, spelled PandaBob33.
Okay, basically, just think the mix between black and white and add 303.
What the hell? That's fucked up. Anyways, can you write descriptions for these?
Yeah.
Will you put it in the description?
Yeah.
So that they like.
Yes, I will. Everyone's snap
will be in the description. Send us a picture of your favorite strain, and you can win a shout out on the next episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
The next episode we do about weed.
The next episode.
Oh, we can do it the next episode.
Okay. Yeah, I do my shout outs and voice clips usually at the beginning of an episode if I have voice clips.
Right, yeah.
But you guys can get a shout out and we'll either shout you out on Anchor or if you want, you can get a shout out on Snapchat.
Well, we'll shout out your podcast on whatever platform because Anchor distributes to all platforms, so.
Right.
Y'all should switch over to Anchor.
Actually, while I do suggest Anchor for making podcasts, I would suggest Spotify for listening to podcasts because they have a wider library and way more diverse.
And Spotify has the best audio quality you can get for a podcast.
Alright, but we're not here to... We're not sponsored by...
Spotify. We are sponsored by Anchor.
Yes, as you heard by the really fucking annoyingly long ad at the beginning of this episode.
I have a question, guys.
That we're going into again, because...
No.
I have a question, guys. What is your favorite card game? Mine is Uno.
Oh, God, the thousands of hours.
We don't have a deck of Uno cards, but my favorite game to play high is Uno.
My favorite game to play, well... Whether or
While
not
I'm
high,
thinking about it, y'all should also send me with your favorite strain, your favorite song, so we can get some new music going through our playlist.
Fair enough.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, we like a lot of music, but we can't play music on the podcast for fear of demonetization and
copyright strikes.
Oh, yeah.
So, right now, you should be listening to the bumpin' beat of Still Dre by Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
Let's all be silent for a second. Just
yeah.
Let him...
Yeah, if we're silent for about 3 seconds, it will fade back into the background music louder.
I can hear the grandma's creepy.
Yeah, bro. Bro, fucking Midsummer Murders out there, bro.
Yeah. My grandma is a big fan of British television, or our grandma is.
Especially crime.
And so she's out there watching Midsummer Murders. All you can hear right now in my room is the
It sounds like Doctor Who music, but not as good.
Yeah.
For reference.
Yeah.
Sounds like knockoff Doctor Who music.
Yeah.
Doctor what?
And actually, cool fact. One of the actors who played the Doctor in Doctor Who, Peter Capaldi, is in one of the episodes of Midsummer Murders.
Another cool fact: Damien has a huge ass zit on his nose that I'm gonna pop, and I'm gonna record it and post it on my Snapchat. So if y'all wanna see that, add me on Snap.
really you can
completely ignore that segment because that's fucking gross if you're anything like me.
I'm never gonna let her put that on Snapchat, don't worry. You can be there perfectly fine. Without threats of no zit.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, OnlyFans link in the bio.
Oh god, no. She does not.
Just kidding.
She doesn't have an OnlyFans.
Not yet.
Oh god.
Todd, no.
No, never get an OnlyFans.
One of these days, if you guys think this is a good idea for our podcast, let us know. But one of these days, we should play Cards Against Humanity
on the podcast.
And I think, or like, maybe we could do it in a YouTube video.
Well, no, if we do it on the podcast, then we'll be able to read out the
joke. Oh, yeah, the cards.
Yeah, and they'll get the jokes, and then they won't have to have something to visually watch along to. Because the whole point of the podcast is, like, when you're on the road, you know, if you're doing work and you have to pay attention to something else, it's something to play in the background, something to listen to.
Y'all would really enjoy a Cards Against Humanity episode, so let us know. Or we could do an episode where we fucking get super, super stoned, like we smoke a whole bunch of weed, and you
just
guys
like an hour and a half.
See what we say.
By the way, guys, that brings me to something. The next episode of this should be a roundtable discussion about the legalization and the medical benefits of
the production of the cannabis industry.
Yeah, all of that. Next episode.
We're really stoned, guys. I'm sorry.
You're holding the bowl.
I'm still gonna be the sober guy in the discussion because I used to smoke weed like heavily, but now I know a lot about like the effects of weed and whether or not it should be legalized because that's something that just has interested me for a while.
And if y'all want to be part of that roundtable discussion, add me on Snapchat and we'll pick one lucky winner to be part of the roundtable discussion.
Yeah, we'll do a video, well, not a video chat, but a voice call over Snapchat, and you guys can be featured on the next episode.
Yep.
You can voice your opinions about our topic, and we'll give you a question, and you'll get probably about a 5-minute segment.
Yep.
So, add me on Snapchat if you want a chance to win any of our...
Shit, I'm gonna just have her be my PR person, guys. She's fucking great at this shit.
Yeah.
You need to go to college for fucking public relations, bro. You're good at this shit.
Okay, this is what my notebook is now
for. Or virtual assistants.
I am now apparently the new PR person of the Followers of 42. Merch will be out soon, people.
Bro, bet if we get a Patreon and y'all donate and want some merch, we will get you some dope ass merch.
Yes.
Like hoodies, hats, t-shirts, fucking stickers,
journals that have
the Follower 42 on it. We can even start making copies of the Void book and that book on our merch store. That's where we can sell copies of.
She's talking about So if you've watched the Significance of 42 episode, you would know that the Followers of 42 follow a simple philosophy that belief powers everything. She's talking about how I'm gonna write a book about that. If y'all are wondering. We could sell that on the merch store. If y'all are interested, let us know.
If y'all are really interested and want to see what we look like, add me on Snapchat.
You will never see what I look like.
We can become personal friends.
We can still become friends, but you will never see what I look like.
You might see him on my Snap. There are features of her on my story. We have...
If y'all are confused, I explained this in my 00 episode, but I am transitioning into a woman. That is why she keeps having problems
like,
with that.
When I'm stoned, for 7 years...
I'm not bothered by it, really.
For 7 years, it was a he, and he was my best friend, and now I have to get used to it. It's a she, and she is my best friend. But I'm a very open-minded person. The LGBTQ was one of my favorite things. I am a very gay person.
No, so like, she's bi.
I am pansexual. Get yeah, it right. Pansexual. I'm attracted to kitchen equipment.
I am bi.
You are attracted to kitchen equipment.
And Damien identifies as an Apache attack helicopter.
Yes, I sexually identify as an Apache attack helicopter. Wonder what.
Which, interestingly enough, I have actually piloted one of those. I was going to say flow, but that didn't sound right. So
okay,
piloted
it. I want your opinions on something. If you add me on Snapchat, should the age for tobacco be 21 or 18?
Oh my
like
god,
we need to
yes.
Do a whole podcast about that?
Yes, because literally I turned 18 and for 3 months I could buy my own nicotine. And now I have to revert to having someone else buy it for me. But the nice thing about that is it's not illegal to have someone buy it for you anymore because there's a loophole that says you can still smoke tobacco or nicotine at 18. You just cannot purchase it. The only reason I know that is because I worked for a federal facility and I could smoke on the facility and I'm 18.
So, I want to introduce you guys to my daughter. She's not in the room, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. She's 5 months old. Her name is Emery.
She's my goddaughter.
She's the cutest thing in the world. She's the cutest. I'm good for a second. I figured we're going to smoke some more of that later. We'll probably be smoking in our next segment too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But the next segment will be a serious discussion. It won't be like this.
Yeah.
It will be more about...
This rambling session is good for getting discussions out about what we need to do with the podcast.
And also, it just gives you guys a lighthearted break from the intellectual side.
And it lets
side.
You guys know where we're planning on taking the direction of this podcast.
Yeah.
And where we're planning on doing it.
Well, and it also allows us to interact with you better because... Yes, while on the intellectual side, we are, you know, teaching or talking about stuff that's very, you know, highbrow, as Damien would say.
Yeah.
But here, we're allowed to just have a conversation with you guys instead of having to, you know, have a debate.
Right. And I'm going to be starting a podcast here soon, which is probably going to be about what's going to be happening with this podcast and what we're going to be doing. It's going to be the informational side of what's going on. Like, we'll have little.
Are you also going to have your own personal podcast?
Yes, but we're going to have like little before each actual podcast on the Followers of 42 is released. We're going to have
like behind the scenes
content
and shit.
The behind the scenes Followers of 42. So you're going to get to hear us making the episodes, and you're gonna get to know what's going on with the merch, what's gonna go on with
so basically episodes or segments like this that are more lighthearted will most likely be posted on that podcast as well.
Like things that you guys suggest that are like funny and stupid that
yeah,
we
whatever
do
you...
on the lighthearted that we can't do on this more serious podcast, but we can do it on the behind the scenes of the Followers of 42.
Yeah.
And on that podcast, we'll most likely be smoking more, and...
We will definitely be having a lot of smoking sessions where we can smoke with you guys.
And for one of the podcasts on the behind the scenes of the Followers of 42, we are going to be taking mushrooms, so we're gonna have...
Oh yeah, on my birthday, we're going to be going out to the lake and tripping shrooms, and we'll podcast that if y'all want. Because I don't know how that content's going to end up, guys, because we're probably going to trip so hard we forget that you're there, but,
and it's
gonna
be like a 6-hour podcast of us doing nothing but rambling.
Yeah, so, if you're interested in that, let us
and
know.
If you,
if not,
if you want that
just
to
skip
be an
it.
Actual, if you want the behind the scenes of the Followers of 42 to be a YouTube channel,
oh yeah,
we can make that happen.
Where we can also video us doing the podcast, yeah.
We can video us doing the podcast.
Corey and Aaron do.
Right.
You know how they have their podcast where they talk about their scary experiences.
Right.
And then they have the visuals on the YouTube side.
Right. Yeah. We can do that. I can give you visuals on YouTube, and we can do the podcast.
Another thing that just reminded me of something really random here, but I want you to go check out another podcast, but it's not going to be on the typical streaming service that you would think. It's on Netflix. It's a Netflix original called The Midnight Gospel, and it's an intellectual podcast like this one, but they have really funny and wacky animations to go with it that, you know, kind of makes sense with what they're saying, but also it's just like, you know, this is some crazy and, trippy shit.
On the behind the scenes with the followers of 42, the first three videos that are going to be posted are going to be introduction videos to each of us. It's going to be an introduction video to Skylar, your host, and then it's going to be an introduction video to Damien, your co-host, and then it'll be an introduction video to me, the PR person, and Manny.
Okay, she just appointed the manager to herself, but it's whatever, I'm fine with it. I think we're gonna wrap up this session, guys.
It's been rambling for a minute. Let's get this session to 20 minutes, and then I think we can stop.
Well, I mean, it is already at 26. So.
Okay, yeah, I think we could end. Let's just say our goodbyes.
Alrighty, we'll see y'all in the next segment. We're going to take a small break. Alright, we are back from that small break, folks. I hope you enjoyed that type of content, and again, a shout out to our second channel for background, like, yeah, you know.
It's not up yet, but it will be up either today or tomorrow.
Yep, and then, okay, so this, we're moving away from the lighthearted segment. We're still stoned as fuck, I hope you
but
know.
But this segment is going to be kind of funny,
well,
I think.
We're it's going to be more serious. It's about organized religion, and yes, we are going to be making a lot of jokes.
And I'm sorry if this offends anyone, but if it offends you, do not add me on Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't really care about offense because we live in this great place, well, not so great at the moment, but used to be great place where freedom of speech is still a thing, so, you can fuck yourself. I have an opinion.
Anyways,
you should get one, too.
First topic.
Alright, so, the first topic is, it's a pretty obvious one. Organized
religion
is
shit.
Like...
Let's let Damien ramble
about
this one.
Yeah, he hasn't had the stage for a minute.
Yeah, I've really been in the background because past two topics I didn't really know much about. This one I know quite a bit about because I've known organized religions were bullshit since I first went to youth group at 8 fucking years old.
And he went to what is basically...
basically a cult.
It's basically
Bro,
a cowboy.
Our town's cult.
It's a cowboy cult.
It's our town's cult.
We live in a very small town of 200 people, and there's a fucking cult of cowboys, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that I was unwillingly inducted into.
Same.
Me too.
We all were. We all were.
Yeah. Because
as children,
we were told
they used
it was
to try
good
and force
for us.
As children, they used to try and force us to spread God's word.
Yeah, but...
Literally gave me a license, a fisherman license, to fish for subjects of God.
It was complete and total bullshit. And anyways, I would rather worship my candles.
And can we talk about the fucking Catholic Church
for a second?
I would
rather worship Satan than God.
Oh my God, the Catholic Church is the Pope raping the little boy right now?
Well, he may not be doing that right now, but we do know he has pardoned multiple of his priests that had rape charges and child molestation charges.
Like 99% of the Catholic religion
is
priests raping little boys.
My favorite, or my family name, originates from a 12th century pope giving us that name, and there have been good popes out there, but I gotta say right now, and I am calling you out specifically, Pope Francis, you are fucking evil.
Stupid cunt.
Hey, Word number four.
Damn it.
What does that mean?
We may cuss on this channel, but right. I don't like that word.
That one's a super bad word. I forgot. I didn't even get too demonetized on YouTube when fucking shit don't.
Anyways, guys, I have a question.
Yes.
I was talking to our followers here, not you guys. What is your religion or your beliefs?
Yeah, what's your spiritual belief or philosophy?
Hit me up on Snapchat with your favorite strain, a picture of it, your favorite song, and your philosophy or theology.
Hey, she used the word.
And maybe the next topic for our podcast.
But back to the actual topic, organized religion. So, the thing about organized religion is it's mostly for people who have nowhere else to turn.
People who are looking for an understanding in the universe when their simple minds can't understand what's in front of them.
Exactly. That's why, at least my personal belief, is that belief in itself is what gives other things belief.
Which
gives other things power, which is the reason.
Which is now, the philosophy of 42, like we talked about
now,
a few episodes ago.
I hate to cut what we're talking about short, but our last point is going to be the point I wanted to ramble about the most. So I'm going to bring it up now because I want to ramble about it for most of this last segment. And that is the Vatican Archives, people. What is up with them bitches and why can't we go in?
Okay, they literally have a... Oh, give me a second. Too big of a bong rip, folks. Okay.
You're doing so good.
They literally have a Bible supposedly written by the devil himself.
We can't see it? What the fuck?
It's called the Grand Grimoire. Look this shit up. The story is a Christian monk was writing what he was going to basically, it was going to be like the ultimate Bible. And it's going to have everything about the religion in it. And he only had a night to write it. And so he prayed to the devil and he sold his soul for the devil to finish the Bible.
And we can't see it. Like, what about this apple bitch that's in there?
What?
Guys, just so you know, she's thinking about the Apple of Eden from fucking Assassin's Creed, and that's not what we're talking about, but I figured I would clarify for you guys.
If you didn't know what the fuck she was talking about.
Because that's in Altair's library, not the Vatican Archives.
Well, anyways, I want to go in the fucking Vatican, and I'm going to punch the Pope in the face.
Okay, but back onto our topic of organized religion.
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can. You can say you want to punch him in the face.
I will not punch Pope Francis in the face.
No matter how bad she wants to.
I will not. For legal reasons, I will not punch Pope Francis in the face.
Speaking of legal reasons, this is completely off topic. We just made a legal contract binding this podcast to an LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. So.
Well, I'm not in the contract, but that's
well,
14.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
He's a baby. Anyways, guys, I have a big old another question for you to send me answers about.
Oh my god. They're gonna forget how much shit they have to send you.
Just put it in the description.
At the end of the
podcast. No, I forgot.
At the end of the podcast. Okay, so everybody, at the end of this podcast, I want you to add me on Snapchat and send me your favorite strain, a picture of it, a video of you smoking if you want, your favorite song, your favorite color, your religion. Your favorite card in Cardians Humanity. And
you don't
favorite
have to do any
show
of this.
On Hulu.
You can do a couple of these things. We would appreciate that, but you don't have to do all of it.
Send in an application to be picked to be guest selected on to our round table. On our round table marijuana discussion.
Or any of our round table discussions in the future.
On that application, we need your preferred pronouns, your name, your age, religion. Just because we talk about theology.
No, we don't need your religion.
Okay, but we need your name, your age, pronouns, whether you smoke or not, because that is important to the discussion.
Yeah, to this next one, at least.
And, what is your opinion on marijuana?
Hopefully there are some non-smokers like me.
Yeah, it would be interesting.
And if you don't like marijuana...
Tell us why.
Yeah, come on the podcast. Hop on and tell us why.
Like, you might have some valid points. We're very open-minded people, but just so you know, we will enforce our beliefs of friggin' marijuana because it's the God plant. It's the God plant.
So anyways, make sure you send in those applications to my Snapchat. That's the most important thing to send to my Snapchat. Also send a voice clip and everything. And any platforms that you want us to shout, like anything that...
Anything you want us to shout you out on, we will shout out any platform, whether it's social media, YouTube, or podcast.
Put that in your application so we know we have everything.
We are overloading them with information. Can we get back to the topic?
The topic is organized religion.
Yeah, which we were failing at talking about.
Okay, back to
organized religion.
It's shit.
that's facts.
So let's talk about the cult we have in our town.
Yes, the cult we have in our town. That would be a good topic.
So, actually, I have a question for you guys. What was your first experience you remember with Circle G Cowboy Church? And I am going to call them out specifically here.
Okay. My first memory was when we went to the Holiday Bazaar. This was when Mom first decided to sign us up to go to church. We went to this Holiday Bazaar, and they were there, and they talked to Mom and gave her, like, the little card about the fisherman thing. And she was like, oh, okay, this will be good for them. And then they signed us up, and the first night they sat us down, they made us watch the crucifix.
The Passion of Christ?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They made us watch it as little kids in a room. We were locked in a room, and we were forced to watch this movie.
Yeah,
and
I watched it too, except I enjoyed it because I was a crazy little kid, but...
I was there, but I never really... I don't really remember much past 3 years ago, so...
My
memory's a little choppy, but the most... The memory I remember the most about the Circle G cult is, I'm pretty sure it was sometime around Easter or something, and it was, they were telling us, like, spread their religion, make more people come join the completely Christian thing. If you couldn't tell, I was doing air quotes.
Okay, and also, just listen about this real quick. Around Easter time, they used to tell us that if we expected gifts on Easter and didn't just worship Jesus on Easter, that we were gonna go to hell.
They said so much shit about going to hell,
and,
dude.
As little kids.
Yeah, as little kids, like, straight up, when I first went, I had to have been, like, six, bro.
First time I went was like, I was like 5 fucking years old, and they were telling us, oh, if we lied to anyone, we were going to hell. If we did anything bad, we were going to hell.
Well, and not even that, they enforced, you know, like, the very sexist and,
Women got up and served the little girls got up and served the boys dinner when we ate dinner, because we ate dinner.
Yeah, and they had to wear... like fucking bracelets and be in a separate part of the group than the men.
And we all had, if the girls didn't show up in like girly clothes, we got talked to and asked if there was something wrong.
Yeah, they just made it seem like everything we did was going to damn us for eternity.
Right, oh, and they told us if we kissed each other that we were going to hell.
They basically straight out said because of Adam and Eve that if any of us kissed each other, it would be incest.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we would all go to hell.
Yeah.
Like, these are the things...
I would rather go to hell than go to heaven if that's the God up there. I would rather go to hell. If that was the real God. But, anyway. Organized religion.
No, and bullshit. What was your first memory of Circle G?
My first memory was when... Okay, so a little backstory is when JD showed up the first time to school.
Oh, we're pointing out names?
I didn't say a last name.
Okay. Which, if they look up the church, though, they're gonna know.
Yeah, but fuck it. When JD first showed up to school when we were little kids,
fucking tour guide.
And me and him were freaking, we became quick friends. And then he was like, you should come to my church. That's where all of us hang out after school. And I was a loner, so I was like, oh, hanging out with people. Cool. You know, and you know, that's actually kind of the story of most cults. It's people who are on the outside of everything, you know, all the loners and everything, and it brings them in and makes them feel like a family, and then they'll do anything for that family. And I saw straight through the bullshit, and at a very young age, I started studying theology and philosophy.
No, but you didn't tell your first experience with the church, like what happened.
Oh, shit, hat. Well, I don't really remember that well, but I remember that they screamed at me because I didn't have my eyes closed during praying, and it was my first time ever in a church.
Oh, yeah. Or when they asked who was saved, like who had...
accepted Jesus.
And themselves who was saved. And if you said you weren't saved, they'd send all the kids to another room and sit you down. And then they forced you to go to church camp during the summer.
Oh, they did not force me.
My eighth grade year.
I left very early. I left that cult very early.
My eighth grade year, going in to high school, they sent me to summer camp, right?
Thank God that cult's been disbanded, mostly.
It was called Summit, and I went, and bro, they literally played music and made everybody cry and told all of us we were going to hell if we didn't accept Jesus into our hearts, and they made us go sit on the stairs and cry, and they'd separate us into groups, the girls and boys into groups, and we'd go talk about certain things, and they'd talk about like how if you weren't a virgin you were gonna go to hell anyway because you didn't save yourself for marriage and...
Oh, yeah, the typical Catholicism Christian
view. You're gonna go to hell. You have a child, and you're not married. Oh,
oh
my God.
Yeah, and you're underage.
And you're underage. Oh, my God. Oh, that was my gay Christian voice.
Huh.
They're the same thing.
Huh. Yes. But a lot of other religions are actually really fascinating. It's just really mainstream, organized
religions.
Yeah, the Christian Hebrew religions.
Even though our government says, oh, we're supposed to worship every religion.
Well, no. This is where you go wrong in the political view. We have freedom to worship whatever we want. But I see where you're going with it is the government enforces Christian views on us. And
our dollar bills are the God we trust.
Well, and not only that, but this year, Trump passed a bill putting learning about God back in schools in some states.
Wyoming is one of them.
Really?
In English class.
Oh, God.
Ha!
It's fucking ridiculous. Junior year English.
Okay, so I was going to say something...
We've been running for 17 minutes, just so you know.
Right. So, in the 70s, if people were even suspected of being, like, worshiping Satan, they were thrown in jail.
Oh, yeah, there was the Satanic Panic. I don't know if any of you remember it. I'm not old enough to remember it, but I've heard about it and read about it.
I've researched about it because it was something that interested me.
But yeah, we had the Satanic Panic, and that's what, and really it was a result of the Cold War and us, oh, you're getting a call, Lexi.
Okay, hold on. Let me leave.
Lexi will not be with us for a few minutes of this discussion.
Well, I'm gonna close this up anyways. So, I hope you guys like this episode. I kind of did say it was going to be mini segments, but this turned out to be about the same size per segment as last episode was altogether. So, I hope you enjoy this type of content, and leave some feedback, and we'll see y'all next time. Have a good night or good day wherever the fuck you are.